Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Radhika. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
So excited to chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a writer. I'm a freelance journalist in the UK, and I'm also an author, and my next book, 30 Things I Love About Myself, is coming out soon.
I love this. And so how did your being a journalist inform, like, help you write fiction? Did it help you, or was it something different? Like, you know,
I'm sure it's helped me. Like, I'm definitely very good at deadlines. but also I think it's just, being a journalist, you have to kind of take complicated issues and sort of simplify them and kind of get to the core of what you're actually trying to say, and then, you know, express that to your audience in quite like a simple way. I think it's probably makes me quite like a direct writer. I'm not like a really flowy, description-y kind of writer. My books are sort of like very much to the point. I guess I like quite like dry kind of humor, or yeah, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's chat about 30 Things I Love About Myself. What is the elevator pitch, and why should our listeners pick them up?
Okay, so 30 Things I Love About Myself is all about a woman called Nina Mystery. Her life is falling apart to the point where she ends up spending the eve of her 30th birthday in a prison cell. and it's like she like officially hits rock bottom. But then she gets given this kind of old self-help book called How to Fix Your Shitty Life by Loving Yourself. So she ends up going on a journey to love herself. And that's kind of the story of the book. She kind of tries to find 30 things she loves about herself. Yeah.
I love this. So are you a fan of self-help, or?
Like, oh my God, massively. In like every single way.
Me too. We're kindred spirits. So when I read the synopsis, I was like, I went on this journey when I turned 30.
Okay. Oh my God, I love that so much. So I also went on this journey. I actually went on it in my late 20s. Yeah. I'm 31 now. So like, I guess I kind of like wrote the book before I turned 30 in preparation. Yeah. And it's totally also inspired by my own journey to love myself. And it's so funny that it has to be like a conscious thing you do, but I really think it does. Like, I think in our society, you're just not taught that this is important, or you're taught that it's embarrassing or weird. Like, to me, the sentence, I love myself, to my teenage self, that would have been like embarrassing or like arrogant, you know? And now I basically say it to myself every day.
Yeah, I went through like affirmations, like different ways, like journaling, figuring out what things I love about myself, like, you know, mirroring. Like, it was like, it was like a whole journey. Like, literally, I went through the whole thing, you know.
I love that so much. I basically have been on the same journey, and I'm still on it, you know. Like, yeah, I've got to a point where I love myself, but I do this stuff daily. Like,
yeah,
I tell myself I love myself every time I walk past a mirror, you know. Like, I feel like we're speaking the same language right now. But this is like massively a journey that my character goes on, and she explores with a lot of stuff. Like, it doesn't always go well, I won't do too many spoilers, but yeah, she kind of, you know, everything from astrology. In fact, all the chapters are kind of divided by astrology rather than, you know, months of the year and stuff. So yeah, there's a whole load of stuff.
I love this. I think this is like a perfect book for like someone who's been going through this journey, or someone who's like, who's a diehard self-help, you know, fan. Like, you'll be like, okay, like, you know, seeing a character, you know, like go through the process of it. So, you know.
100%. I think like, it's either for people who've already done this, or to inspire somebody else to go on this journey.
We're going to chat about like what's been going on for the past couple of years. It just hasn't been fun. So is there something that sparked joy, whether it's a book or an activity or something else that you have done over the past couple of years that at least has been a bright light under this darkness time, you know?
So it's kind of random, but for me, it's been learning Italian. Like, I never thought I would be that person in lockdown that was like, I'm going to go into lockdown and come out with like an amazing, you know, new skill. And like, yeah, honestly, I did not. For the first year, I just like, I don't know, for the first 6 months, I just sunbathed. Mm-hmm. But I befriended my neighbor and she's Italian. She's like, her English is perfect. We speak in English. But she promised me, she was like, as soon as lockdown's over, you're going to come to visit my parents in Italy and we're going to stay at my parents' house in the mountains. And I was like, 100% yes. But her family don't speak English. So I was like, I know, I'll just learn Italian. And it kind of started as a joke, but like, it's been a year now. And literally just before this interview, I was like doing my verbs and my grammar and I've got so into it. And I can now speak quite well. It's just been so much fun, like doing something purely for me. That's the thing about it. It's like, I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it to create connections and I don't have to be perfect. Like, I'm allowed to be really, really bad. And I think that's why I'm loving it so much.
Yeah. Like, there's no purpose other than it just feels like fun. It feels like good. And it feels like you're getting something. You're exercising part of your brain that you normally you wouldn't use. It's like, it gets exciting, you know?
Right. It's like, learning, I didn't really learn that much anymore. You know, you do it at school, but then it's associated with exams and pressure. And it's just really lovely as an adult to be able to learn for pure joy.
Yeah, I like this. And Italian is such a beautiful language. I learned that in college and it's a little rusty. It's been quite a while, but I know Spanish. So it's like, it's kind of like a mix of Spanish and French. Is it all the same?
Exactly. I'm already fluent in Spanish. So it's been quite easy.
Yeah.
Like, learn Italian. That's why I can speak it already. And it's like, it's just so fun. But I kind of laugh because I've just been like rereading Eat, Pray, Love because I've just gone through a breakup. And I was like, I need this book in my life again. And I was like, oh God, I'm so basic. Like, I'm doing exactly what she did. Like, I'm learning Italian too. And I'm going to Italy in a week's time. And I'm like, oh God, I'm literally being Elizabeth Gilbert right now.
There's nothing wrong with that. We all have gone through, at least we're in the same group of people who have gone through this kind of like awakening of like realizing like, you know, like there's another way, there's another possibility. And Eat, Pray, Love tells you like, you can build your life, just be happy with yourself, you know, without a relationship. And like, the relationship will come in, but it's not the end all be all thing.
I'm like Elizabeth Gilbert's biggest fan. I'm obsessed with everything she does. I'm happy to follow in her footsteps.
Yes, and just eat all the gelato.
Oh my God.
So this is awesome. So I have some book recommendations. Are there any books you recommend our listeners to pick up? It doesn't have to be women's fiction genre. It can just be any kind of books. You can even sell self-help books. So,
okay. Actually, let's start with the self-help book. I want to recommend Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. Have you read it? I'm guessing by your face.
Yeah.
That book is like my creative Bible. It's basic. And like, I don't think you have to be a creative with a capital C to read this book. It's for anyone. But the whole message of it is like about the joy of creating. And it's just so lovely because she helps you go past all of your fears and doubts and insecurities and the whole like, I'm not good enough. There's no point. I don't know. It's not for me. And she just helps you get to this place where you're like, oh my God, creating is fun. It doesn't have to be scary or intimidating or horrible. It's just joyful. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend it to anyone that needs a bit of joy in their lives.
Yes. Oh, I love this. And yeah, I think Big Magic, like, I love the idea of ideas coming to the ether and they bounce back from creator to creator. Like, there's a sense of like, you know, we're all working this idea of like just drawing, you know, and figure out like what brings you joy, you know.
Right. And it's this message that like nobody's better or worse than anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of just got to connect to something bigger than you. And then you've got just as much chance as anyone else of like creating something amazing.
Awesome. All right. So tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, just at Radhika Sangani. That's probably the best way.
Awesome. Thank you, Radhika, for being on the show.
No worries.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast.
Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.